repeal prohibition. Repeal prohibition. You guys ready?
Feels like marijuana should be legalized. Spread the peace, spread the love. Spread the peace and spread the love. Spread the peace and spread the love.
Thank you for doing that today.
Blessed by the leaf fairy.
Thank you. The Mighty Mystics were just one of several bands that played at the 22nd annual MassCan Freedom Rally, held on the Boston Common on Saturday, September 17th, 2011. It's become like a rite of passage from summer into fall. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, this year's theme was Repeal Prohibition. We claim to be in a free society, and the ideals of freedom were lived and realized as tens of thousands of happy high people gathered to share in the common belief that marijuana should be legalized and to utilize their right to peacefully assemble. Many of the attendees defied current marijuana laws and openly consumed cannabis on the common. Here in Massachusetts, marijuana has been decriminalized, so consuming small amounts in public is no longer an arrestable offense. But it is still not legal, and police do have the authority to take your stash and issue a citation. Nonetheless, they did not seem interested in doing that, and remained largely on the outskirts of the crowd. Mike Can, president of MassCan, set up the ideals for the day.
That's what this is about. This is about changing the law. This is about freedom. This is a freedom rally. Ending prohibition. Last year was cannabis as medicine. These are important messages, and they need to get out there. And we're close, man. You're going to hear a lot of people up on this stage today. And every single one of you, them is going to tell you that Massachusetts can be next. Not just for pharmaceutical. To move straight up to tax and regulate, ending prohibition, full on legal. You got to get your asses in gear and help out. There's a booth right over there that says Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition. That's where you want to go. Help out.
Kara is one of the new young board of director members of MassCan, and she's also with Students for a Sensible Drug Policy. She's an alum of Emerson College and was organizing students to get chapters on their campuses.
Trying to get all the students to come over to Students for Sensible Drug Policy table right here at Boston Freedom Rally, and want students to come over here and sign up to start a chapter at their school, and it's really easy. It starts on Facebook. All students know how to use Facebook. You just make a group. Start changing the world on your campus. And it's easy and it's fun and you gotta have a chapter. So we're trying to get the students to sign up.
And how's it going today?
Today's going fantastic. Right now we're trying to raise money. All of the donations that we get right now are gonna go straight back to the Northeast Regional Conference. We're having all the students from around to Boston October 1st sign up on ssdp.org. It's fantastic. We're going to have a blast. So we're making a lot of money and help get that going, help to get off the ground.
So what do you think about freedom? I'm asking people what they think about freedom on a day like today.
I think that today is such a beautiful day. That's the perfect day for freedom. And all it takes is a little donation, you know, all the change you have in your pocket, you know, put it towards, you know, a group or an organization that you believe in the cause and help them make it happen. Because no one person can do it on your own. Join MassCan. Vote for who you want to represent legalization in Massachusetts. Volunteer, help us out. There's so much that can be going on here, and we love you.
Keith Strope, the founder of NORML, the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, which MassCan is the state affiliate of, had some good news in the fight against marijuana prohibition. He also argued that it is larger than just about marijuana, but really about personal freedom.
A couple of national polls in the last few months have shown majority of Americans now say they favor legalizing marijuana, not just for medical use, but regardless, for all adults. And that's a majority. So we're beginning to win that battle of the hearts and minds of the American people. Our challenge is to convert that public support into public policy. We got a federal bill introduced this year, H.R. 2306, by Representative Barney Frank, a proud member of the Congress from this great city here. He was the major co-sponsor along with Ron Paul. It would back the federal government totally out of the marijuana field. Just remove all federal penalties and let the states do what they want. That's exactly what we did at the end of alcohol prohibition. We didn't require that states legalize alcohol. We just said we're removing the federal law and let the states experiment with different methods. And they have and they continue to. That's exactly what needs to be done with marijuana. So go to the NORML website. Make sure that you send a letter to your elected federal elected officials supporting the federal legalization bill that's pending, H.R. 2306. Make sure you support similar legalization bills that are pending here in the state of Massachusetts and will be in several other New England states in the coming year. And with your help, what we're going to do is, it's not so much about marijuana. It's only incidentally about marijuana. It's really about personal freedom. And with your help, we're going to restore a measure of personal freedom to the lives of tens of millions of responsible marijuana smokers in America over the next very few years. Thank you. Join MassCam. Support Normal. Stay high, and let's legalize marijuana.
Keith Strope of Normal, tying personal freedom with marijuana prohibition. This is the Freedom Rally, so personal freedom did play a large part in the day. Bob Constantine is a New Hampshire resident. He came to the event dressed as Weeda Claus. That is, he had a Statue of Liberty-type crown made of marijuana leaves and a big Santa Claus beard. He was positioned along one of the paths where many of the merchants, food vendors, and political action groups were tabling their wares and ideas.
That's why I'm here today.
You were charged with marijuana possession?
I was charged with a felony, and I was successfully able to get the jury to exercise their right of conscience. They did eventually find me guilty of a misdemeanor possession charge, but it was fully within their power. They could have acquitted. That's my goal, is that when people are on trial, well, when they're charged, they should take it to a trial, and the jury should say, wait a minute, we don't have to go along with what this evil system wants us to do. We will not comply. We will free this person because there is no victim here. Therefore, there's no crime. And that's one peaceful means of basically regaining our freedom, is to exercise the power of a jury to nullify.
But then you have to have the jury be aware of that and go along with that.
It's all about informing and proliferating an idea. And you also have to have someone who can let the jury know that, and also you need people who will stand up. You want to put my ass in jail, I'm going to make you take me to trial. It's a dangerous proposition, but the more that we do that, the quicker the system will crumble and we'll get our freedom.
Freedom, that's what we're about here today, freedom?
That's what we're here for, is peaceful people should always be free to own their own body.
Radio personality Carmelita of WAAF also addressed the crowd.
I'm doing well. I've been doing radio for a really, really long time. But one thing that I've been doing longer is believing in freedom, and this is what this day is all about, is freedom. And a part of that freedom is for us to choose whatever herb we want to put into our body. Thank you. And so today is a monumental day. We have some of Boston's most amazing bands right here on the stage and speakers, and they all support our freedom as well. So it's a day of celebration, and it's a day of observance and what we're going to do to make sure that it's legalized finally in this state. Finally.
My name is Eric Williams, and I'm the executive director of Connecticut Normal, where we just became the 14th state in the nation to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana. This is a huge victory, and to all you folks out there from Connecticut, I want to say this is your hard work. It's due to a dedicated group of citizens who answered every call for action, stood up in public for their rights, and we got it done. And we can move forward and end prohibition if we keep working hard. I have to tell you, I'm so happy being here today in Boston on this stage. It means so much to me. I met my wife 18 years ago, sharing a joint on the BU docks on the Charles River. And I love the city of Boston, and I love working to reform marijuana laws, so much so that I've named my children Boston and Mary Jane. Have a great time today and enjoy this fantastic MassCan Normal event. It's a great thing, great thing.
Eric Williams of Connecticut Normal, sharing everyone's joy in the day from the stage. Finding inspiration was not a difficult thing to do on the Boston Common on this day. It is the Freedom Rally, so I asked people how they felt about their freedom.
Well, freedom should be the right to do what you want, as long as you don't interfere with someone else's freedom. So to ingest what you want, smoke what you want, drink what you want, as long as you don't interfere with someone else or hurt or harm someone else. That's what freedom is. I mean, that's what the country was founded on, that kind of basis, and we've gone far astray from that. We have a Congress of the United States who swears to protect and defend the Constitution, and then they completely ignore it much of the time.
So you're out here to kind of relive that image of freedom and make sure that people don't forget it.
Yeah, I would say that's correct, yes. You know, there's a lot of things to fight for freedom. The economic freedom and freedom from these wars that are undeclared.
That's international issues. We're back to the issue of why we're here today, and it's a great
we're here
day
today for that the issue of marijuana as an adult. Shouldn't I have the right to smoke, eat anything I want as long as it's up to me? I mean, why do I need the government telling me that I can't smoke marijuana?
Are you expressing freedom?
Yes, I am. I'm expressing freedom on a wonderful day on one of the greatest places to express freedom, the Boston Common, sponsored by the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition.
And how are you expressing that freedom? How
is it? I am out here petitioning my fellow people to possibly consider another presidential candidate that could save our country in his own inimitable way. The Dr. Ron Paul, also Congressman Ron Paul from Texas.
And freedom of the Freedom Rally.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like the vibe is pretty good here. Seems like everybody's having a nice time. It's good to see a lot of happy people, you know, sharing common beliefs.
An attendee who preferred to remain anonymous. She also added,
well, I think something I would comment on is I think it's important. A lot of the speakers are talking about their need for medical cannabis, and I think that's really important to have the attention brought to that.
Now I'm 55 years old. Maybe that's something else you can't tell from looking at me. I don't know. But I'm not ready for the little scooter chair and the backwards Red Sox hat. I'm not ready for that. And that's where my life is headed since I've moved here 5 years ago. I found through my family physician at a Kaiser HMO in Santa Rosa, California, a medicine that treated every one of my symptoms, so I didn't have to take a huge cocktail of pharmaceuticals. The alternatives I did try gave me, well, I experienced terrible, unlivable side effects from, and there were other drugs that my doctor suggested that I didn't take. Because when I looked at the little list of side effects, some of them I couldn't live with. The one drug that is prescribed most of the time for my condition, one of the side effects, if you look closely, says may cause death. May cause death. Well, that's not, you know, acceptable to me. When I take cannabis, my symptoms are relieved, and I do experience side effects. And those side effects happen to be pleasant.
That was Suzanne Jebbernville, who just moved to Massachusetts from California. She expressed her need for medical marijuana. Steve Epstein, one of the founders of MassCAN, was passionate in his belief of American rights.
Sons and daughters of liberty! We're here once again on the historic Boston Common because after 21 years of protesting prohibition, those folks under the Golden Dome still haven't heard us. It is time to repeal their unconstitutional prohibition on cannabis. Are there any history buffs out there who know what happened on this date in 1787? Constitution Day, yes! It's the day the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia finished its business and issued the proposed Constitution of the United States, a document that proclaims its purpose to be the formation of a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, and provide for the common defense. And most importantly, to secure the blessings of liberty. Is it just to prohibit cannabis?
No!
Does it promote the general welfare to prohibit cannabis?
No!
It is as Jack Herrera of blessed memory, who I met at the very first Freedom Rally in 1989, teaches in his book, The Emperor Wears No Clothes, the plant that can save the planet. Sons and daughters of liberty, it is time we restore our rights and ended the oppression. Repeal prohibition! Repeal prohibition! Repeal prohibition! Repeal prohibition! Repeal prohibition! You guys ready?
Repeal prohibition!
Steve Epstein of MassCAN. Denny Denko is with High Times Magazine. He may have been a little calmer in his delivery, but he too is passionate about the subject.
And that was obvious in the days of alcohol prohibition, and it's pretty obvious now. It's a completely irrational policy, and we all know that to be true. But this is a living example of that. We're all together having a great time, and everything is wonderful. And I want that to be shown to the tourists and to the police and to all the people here. We are peaceful. We just want our freedom and our right to consume cannabis. People tell me a lot of times that this is a frivolous cause, you know, the economy is bad. Well, the end of marijuana prohibition will help the economy. We are creating jobs in Colorado, in California, in Michigan. And if you guys pass the medical here, which I know will pass in 2012, you'll be creating jobs here too. So it's important, and it's not a frivolous cause, because right now people get raided, people get their families torn apart, and people get arrested, and they say, oh, well, no one goes to jail for marijuana possession. How many people out there have gone to jail for marijuana possession? That has to end. Marijuana prohibition has to end.
Marijuana, oh yeah! Freedom Rally! Welcome to the Pass the Grass, Grassachusetts. Hemp Pen Parade! 1, 2, 3, 4, one, two, three.
David Peel, longtime spokesperson for legal marijuana, performed along with the 360s at the Freedom Rally. This was his first appearance in 15 years.
Cannabis sativa, oh yeah! I like marijuana, oh yeah! Getting high, oh yeah! Getting stoned, oh yeah! I smoke pot, oh yeah! I smoke it a lot, oh yeah! Legalized cannabis, oh yeah! Sensimilla, oh yeah!
So we're here at the Freedom Rally. David Peel, what do you think of freedom?
It's the right for every human being on earth to have the right to be free. Today, right now, this is my friend, here, a part of the Lower East Side Band for 360. Have a marijuana!
Oh yeah!
Normal forever!
Oh yeah!
The music at the Freedom Rally was wide and varied and came off of two stages simultaneously. The main stage was along Charles Street on the flat grassy area, while the second sound system was running at the band shell on the Tremont Street side. And all the vendors were in between as the thousands wandered from one stage to the other. Roger of Radio Free Maine offered his sarcastic thoughts on freedom.
But I believe that we should turn our freedom over to those that know best how to use our freedom. For instance, we may think of our freedom as something that would prevent us from serving in the armed forces. Well, we can't think that way. We've got to think for the greater good. You know, we have no free will. We have no free choice, and we should accept that. The end of history has occurred, and this is the way it's going to be. So shape up or ship out. Now, that's for all you people down in Massachusetts, but I'm from Maine. And you know, up in Maine, we say Maine the way life should be. So we grow it, we process it, and we smoke it.
Oh, drama, let's give him some more good music, my man. Yo, where's that water? I'm DJ Slim. They call me Mr. Smoke Good. Everybody know about me, man, I smoke good. Only the stickiest shit because I smoke good.
Much progress has been made since the start of these freedom rallies 22 years ago. But the prize of ending marijuana prohibition is still to be realized. On this day, however, the vision of that future was apparent as clouds of smoke flowed over the common. For more information about the Massachusetts Cannabis Reform Coalition, visit their website, www.masscan.org. That's MASSCANN.ORG. You can bet that the Freedom Rally will be back next year. For the Boston Community Radio Project, I am Chuck Uruzino on the Boston Common.
He
My review's final. I produce winners like American Idol. Put a trim and compress it down and ship it. Charter them a flight to land in the yacht where I'm living. Cause one that grows is the one that brings it. Your small time, can't relate to what I'm saying.